The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and he said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' So the steward said to himself, 'What will I do now that my master is taking the position away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig. I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do, so that when I am removed, they may welcome me into their house.' And he called in his master's debtors, one after the other. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe?' He replied, 100 measures of oil. He said, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and write 50. Then to another the steward said, 'And you, how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said, 'Here is your promissory note. Write 1 for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. It seems that the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own kind than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourself, even with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails you, and it will, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is usually dishonest in big ones too. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I wonder how seriously this gospel is taken in our country. Whenever money is an end in itself, it is evil. It's that simple. Money is for the sake of relationships. And when it becomes an end in itself, it will always corrupt you, always. And no one's saying that anymore. Especially our young people can say without any shame even, "My whole goal in life is to get rich." And they feel they haven't committed any sin, and yet this is one of the most absolute statements that Jesus ever makes in the whole gospel. You cannot serve God and money too. You have to make a choice. He seldom puts an absolute either or in front of you, but in this case he does. And this hasn't been made very clear to the Christian people. We've concentrated, as Pope Francis said this week, we've obsessed about other things that Jesus never talked about once. And things like this, that he talked about very clearly, have been ignored from the papacy to the cardinals, to the bishops, to the priests, and to the people. Why? Because, frankly, we all want to be rich. So the things that Jesus said that directly counter that, we just conveniently ignore. That first parable, I admit, you were probably listening carefully to try to make sense out of it. It isn't real clear, to be perfectly honest, what the message is. I know it's saying this much, that friends are going to last you longer than money. And if you have to choose between making money and making friends, make friends. And what he's saying is that this guy was just looking out for himself. Perhaps he's giving up his own commission in giving this deal away to all of these people. But what he does is make friends. And he says, yeah, maybe he's a dishonest steward, but you know, in some ways, he's pretty sharp. In some ways, the children of this world, as he puts it, have more common sense than sometimes do children of the light. People who think they are transformed, but still operate themselves at a very selfish, materialistic level. And in that, brothers and sisters, of course, it's a judgment on all of us. That have I myself, made that choice? Do I want to be rich and famous and comfortable and popular, or do I want to be faithful? You have to finally choose between being right, whatever your definition of right is, and being in relationship. And the gospel is always saying, as again, Pope Francis said this week, it's always not about being right. It's about being in right relationship. And if you use your money to be in right relationship, then that's a good way to use money. Any other way will almost always corrupt you. So I think we have to take this message not just to our politicians, to our governmental officials, but to all the institutions of our society, which, as you know, seem to be largely dominated by the concern for more money, higher pay, more privileges. How can we make as much as possible? And we live in a country that, without any doubt, is allowing the rich to become richer and richer and richer and richer, and the poor to become poorer. And this country dares to think that it is a Christian country, that the values of Jesus are really our values. I don't think so. But at least you can let them be your values. But to stand against an entire culture, it takes great courage, takes great humility, and probably takes prayer almost every day to keep your priorities in order and to say to yourself, what am I doing this for? Why am I waking up each day? Am I just going to a job to make money? Or am I doing it to somehow improve this world and to improve the lives of the people that I meet? And that, brothers and sisters, as you know, challenges every one of us in this room.